Authorities in Independence County are looking for a suspect in a deadly shooting. The shooting happened early Monday morning, claiming the life of one person and injuring another. The shooting occurred at 3:20 a.m. on Brown Lane. Christopher Johnston has been identified by the Sheriff's Office as a person of interest. He was last seen on the 1600 block of Bethesda Road. Anyone with information should call the Sheriff's Office at 870-793-8838. A man from Brixey has been arrested for rape of a minor. Chevy Logan Mahan was arrested in connection with an incident that happened in November of 2023. He's charged with rape of a minor female family member. Charges were just filed last week. Mahan was arrested on Thursday. He's being held without bond. A man from Mountain Grove was arrested Sunday on assault charges. 22-year-old Austin Joe Harris is charged with first-degree assault, serious physical injury. He allegedly punched a victim to the ground during an argument on Sunday. Harris allegedly told police he was leaving an apartment with one of the witnesses when he saw a victim outside on a porch yelling at him to slow down. Harris explained that he told the victim that he was not speeding and then began to walk toward each other while raising their voices. Harris said the victim tried to punch him first and missed, and then he began to punch them back. Harris is in the Wright County Jail being held with no bond. A preliminary hearing is set for tomorrow. A man from West Plains was arrested after allegedly assaulting his father-in-law. According to reports, Darius Lee Collins allegedly forced his way into a residence and assaulted his father-in-law. The incident happened at 3 a.m. Sunday morning. Police say Collins also made multiple verbal threats to kill individuals at the scene. Collins allegedly continued making threats and refused to comply with officers. He was arrested and is charged with two counts of first-degree burglary, one count each of domestic assault and harassment. Bond has been set at $50,000. A man from Mountain Home was arrested last night in Baxter County. 54-year-old Kevin Tolis was arrested on charges of possession of a Schedule 1 or 2 controlled substance, meth or cocaine, possession of drug paraphernalia, and not signaling. He was taken to Baxter County Detention Center. Bond set at $5,000. A Mountain View team was injured in an accident Monday afternoon west of Mountain View. According to the Highway Patrol report, a 17-year-old girl suffered minor injuries when a vehicle driven by an 85-year-old man from Mountain View was making a left turn into a private drive, and the vehicle driven by the 17-year-old girl came over a hill crest and hit the vehicle making the turn. The accident happened on County Road 3080, 3 miles west of Mountain View. The team was taken to Mercy St. Francis Hospital in Mountain View. The annual West Plains Cystic Fibrosis Concert was held Saturday at the West Plains Civic Center. ECNN talked to Rick Frazier about it.
We sold out. We actually oversold. We had to put more. We actually put down an extra couple hundred seats, and we filled all them, and we had to drag out a few more. But anyway, it was just a great night. The crowd loved him. We raised a lot of money, and
we asked him how much money they raised.
$97,157.
He said after the concert, they got a big surprise.
There's a couple of people here in West Plains, a couple, man and a woman. And Jessica met them about 6 months ago and spent time with them. And anyway, they follow Jessica on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And so yesterday afternoon, they got a hold of Jessica and said they wanted to donate $3,000 to get us to $100,000.
Again, the grand total raised for this year's Cystic Fibrosis Benefit Concert was $100,000. Several local counties in Arkansas are under a burn ban: Fulton, Izzard, and Sharp counties. The reason for the ban are the sustained drought conditions. Residents are urged to be cautious about actions that could start fires during this time, such as dragging chains on trailers that could cause sparks, parking on dry grass, or not properly extinguishing or disposing of cigarette butts. The Izzard County Sheriff's Office weekly incarceration report is now available at our website, ecomnewsnetwork.com. Howe County County Sheriff's Department reports that they have received an increase in calls from concerned citizens stating they've received phone calls from people claiming to be one of their deputies making claims regarding failure to report to court. This is a scam. The Sheriff's Office will never contact you by phone to demand payment, threaten arrest, or insist you remain on the line. They will not call from restricted or blocked numbers. If you receive a call like this, do not share personal information. Hang up immediately and call the Sheriff's Office directly to verify. If you are ever unsure whether a call is legitimate, contact the Sheriff's Office at 417-256-2544. North Arkansas Electric Cooperative will have a planned outage for its members served by the Salem 1 substation tonight beginning at 11 p.m. That'll last about an hour and a half. NAEC personnel need to perform maintenance inside the substation. Affected members received an automated call to the number in the home field of their account Friday afternoon. Members can call NAEC at 870-895-3221 if they have any questions.